Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about what is stopping you from achieving what it is that you want to achieve, and why it seems like people that do less than you, that underperform, that don't put in as much effort, seem to excel and accomplish the dreams that you would like to accomplish for yourself. But before we get started, we're going to take a few seconds to slow down, zero in, and really enjoy this time together. We're going to do a quick breathing meditation. This is a time to collect your thoughts, to get in alignment, to get to your highest frequency self. So that way, when I go over the message, anything that comes to you, any ideas that pop in your head are going to be in alignment with what is most important to you. So we're going to take a deep breath, and this is going to be a powerful deep breath, and we're going to pick a single word, and this word is going to be the frequency that you want to align on. So the word I'm going with is abundance. You could pick something like joy, happiness, whatever it is that you want to pick, and you're going to say that word over and over and over as you're breathing in, really just feeling that energy. And then as you hold your breath, you might even visualize yourself doing something in that frequency state. Like for me, it's abundance. I might be giving something away. I might be experiencing a very abundant experience, whatever it is. And then when you breathe out, anything that does not resonate with that frequency is going to leave you. That way you are going to be ready for the day. So let's go ahead and grab your word. And then we'll go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, so this message really was something that just like clicked in my head today. It's Sunday when I'm recording this, so I know this is coming out the day after, but I normally don't work on Sunday. That's normally a day off, but I had somebody at the gym that wanted to join. They had messaged me we had been talking throughout the week, and just their availability to come and sign up was going to be either late during the week because of the hours they worked, or they needed to come on the weekend. And Saturday, I was going to a graduation, so I wasn't going to be available, so I scheduled it for Sunday. And we set it for 10 o'clock my time, so I went in a little bit early because I figured, well, I'd just do a little workout or something before they get there, just kind of mess around for a little bit. So I go in just with this, you know, loose goal of going in. I'll just kind of work out, you know, maybe do some shoulders or just something fun. And then they should be there, you know, within 10 minutes or so, and I'll get them signed up, and then I'll come back home. So I get there, and I noticed that they had messaged me, but I didn't notice till it was already time pretty much for them to be there, and they're asking if they could come later in the day. And I knew I couldn't do that because once I left, like, you know, it wouldn't be fair to my family, and we got stuff we were going to do today, so I couldn't go back and forth. So I just told him that, you know, I could either meet now, if he could make it, I could kind of hang on for a little bit, or I could go and meet them later in the week, like in the evening or something like that. And so they said they'd come. They just were behind on something, but they'd be there as soon as possible. So I said, okay, well, wait. And so what I had intended to do was go to the gym, just do a little workout, sign this person up, and then leave, right? That was my intention for what I was trying to accomplish. Well, I had done already a little bit of shoulders, and so I figured, well, I'll work out some more. But then I started looking around the gym, and I started noticing things that needed to get done. I started noticing dirt that needed to be vacuumed. So I started vacuuming. I started noticing the toilet papers that need to be changed out, and the sanitation wipes that might need to be changed out. And then I start doing all these things, and I'm pretty much doing everything but working out. And I realized, like halfway through, I'm like, okay, this is distracting from what my intention was to do. And no wonder, you know, this is a habit, right? Anytime I go to work out, I'm noticing, because I'm in an environment where there's other things I can do, I'm noticing things that need to get done, so I'm doing them, and then I'm taking away from the actual thing that I was set out to do. And so if someone's looking from the outside, then it looks like, well, I'm really busy, I'm doing all those things. But my intention for that time was to sign somebody up and exercise. And yes, I did sign someone up and I exercised a little bit, but I also did all these other things. But if I'd have just focused on the exercise and then signing them up when they got there, then I would have got a lot more benefit out of the workout. And so I started thinking about, like, how many other things in life do I do this where I have an intention for something and then I go and then I get distracted by all these other things, even though I could argue that they're important. I could make the point that it's valuable for me to do. It's spreading myself thinner and it's not solely focusing on a clear objective. And so I started thinking about other people that maybe had gotten promotions above me that were my bosses or had worked up and stuff. And I'm going to speak for myself, but I think a lot of people have instances where there's somebody that's in charge or they've worked their way up and you just can't understand why. You feel like you contribute so much more. You do a lot more things. You know, you feel like, you know, you're a harder worker. What I started doing is thinking about, like, well, how many times was this person solely focused on achieving that position, whereas I'm focused on achieving that position and then getting sidetracked by all these things, which are valuable. You know, it's helpful for me to do that cleaning and stuff. But what if I had delegated a different either time for myself to handle that or somebody else to handle that? And so that way I could focus on my specific goal and stay locked in. So think about in your life, how many things are you doing because you feel like it's the right thing to do and you feel like, well, I have this time, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and this, and we're accomplishing a bunch of things, when in reality, if we were solely focused in on our objective for that time slot, would we accomplish more? And so an example would be a general schedule of my day. So I wake up, you know, I'm supposed to do like a meditation moment and then, you know, get ready for the day, set my intentions, go to the gym, and then I have, you know, I work from there. I have my workout block, and then I have my block where I'm studying, I'm trying to learn Spanish, and then I have my block where I'm taking some online courses, and then I have my block where I do this. And so I have these blocks, and how much better will I be if I truly stick to those blocks versus when I go to study for Spanish, right? Say I'm going to commit 10 minutes a day to study for Spanish, but then 3 minutes in, I'm checking an email, you know, because it just popped up, or heard a text come off. So I read that text real quick and then go back. Like, how many little things am I doing where I'm not staying dedicated to the task and really manifesting and being in that frequency of what that is? So if you want a positive mindset, if you want to accomplish and manifest certain things, really be honest with yourself in the work that you're putting in. Is it completely dedicated, or are you getting sidetracked by other things that they could be positive, they could be negative? I'm not saying, you know, that necessarily even matters. Are you getting sidetracked and not fully diving your frequency, your being, your actions into those items? And if you're not, then figure out how you can change it. For me, now that it clicked and I realized, like, this is a habit I have, especially with work, where I'm trying to accomplish multiple tasks at once, which is great. You know, that means I'm more productive in that sense, but it takes away from my overall mission. And so what I'm doing and what I've been doing, and this is probably why it clicked for me, is making sure I have a North Star for anything I'm doing, like an anchor point of this is what my focus is, whether it's my personal mission statement. And then, of course, your core values around it, making sure you have the right attitude, mindset, and just overall frequency as you're doing it when you go to accomplish that. And then not allowing myself to get sidetracked in the details. And if those details need to be worked on, then it's either figuring out a separate block of time where that can be dedicated fully on it, or, you know, that's something that I need to delegate, whether that's hiring somebody or, you know, whatever it is, doing that to accomplish what it is I desire. So hopefully that was a positive viewpoint for you. Hopefully listening to that, it got you thinking, like, what in my life am I off track on where I'm just doing too much and not staying completely drilled in? And that might be why you see somebody who doesn't do as much as you, they don't contribute as much as you, but yet they're still progressing in life in what we would say is further beyond where we are. It's because in the end, they might just be solely focusing on that one thing, and anything outside of it, they just don't care. And I'm not saying they're right and we're wrong. I'm just saying that is something that I'm aware of now, and I'm going to use that for good. I'm going to use that for things that I can do to help the world, to be in abundance, to give to others. I'm going to use that thought process and I'm going to use that power. But now I'm aware of it. And now you are too, if you listen to this episode. So take some time, reflect. It's Monday. You've got the whole week ahead of you. So you can make some adjustments now to make sure it's productive, it's successful. It hopefully leads to a whole bunch of abundance. It leads to a whole bunch of success and a whole bunch of joy in your life. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you did enjoy this podcast and you're listening on a platform that allows you to give it a rating, I would really appreciate a 5-star rating if you enjoyed it. It makes the podcast become more discoverable and hopefully it helps me help more people. I've said that I'm trying to grow this to up to 30,000 plays per episode, and we just keep growing, and it's all because you all share it. So I appreciate it so much. Also, if you want to send me a message on Instagram or the Positive Mindset Facebook community, those links are in the description as well. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I can't wait to talk to everybody Wednesday.